Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Healthcare for Some, Rights and Rationing in the United States Since 1930 by Beatrix Hoffman is a history of American health policy that treats access to care not as a purely technical problem, but as a contested question of rights, citizenship, and power. Focusing on the period from the New Deal era through late 20th century debates, Hoffman traces how reformers repeatedly argued that healthcare should be a social right, while opponents framed public coverage as wasteful, coercive, or unfair to taxpayers. The book examines how rationing has existed in multiple forms, even when leaders claim to reject it, from exclusionary eligibility rules to uneven geographic supply and employment-based coverage. It also shows how Americans have often accepted rationing for marginalized groups while resisting universal programs. By linking policy outcomes to race, class, gender, and political culture, Hoffman offers readers a coherent narrative of why the United States built a fragmented system and why reform has been so difficult. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, healthcare as a contested social right, a central theme is the long struggle to define whether healthcare in the United States should be treated as a right of membership in society or as a market commodity purchased by individuals. Hoffman follows how rights language surged at moments when economic insecurity and public health crises made private solutions look inadequate, especially during the New Deal and later reform waves. Yet the book emphasizes that rights claims never operated in a vacuum. They had to compete with powerful narratives about individual responsibility, fears of government overreach, and the belief that medical care should be distributed through employment or personal means. Hoffman highlights how these competing values shaped public opinion and legislative design, pushing reformers toward incremental programs that protected some groups while leaving others dependent on charity care, local public hospitals, or emergency rooms. This topic also clarifies why debates about moral deservingness became inseparable from policy details. Eligibility standards, documentation rules, and definitions of medical necessity became ways of granting or withholding the practical experience of a right. The result is a recurring cycle. Americans demand protection against illness and financial ruin, but reforms frequently redefine the right in narrower categories rather than establishing universal entitlement. Secondly, rationing is not absent. It is hidden and uneven. Hoffman challenges the common claim that the United States avoids rationing by relying on private markets. The book reframes rationing as something that happens through design choices, institutional barriers, and social hierarchies, even when policymakers deny that it exists. Instead of explicit waiting lists or national budgets, rationing can appear as lack of insurance, high deductibles, provider shortages, hospital closures, limited clinic hours, or fragmented networks that make care hard to obtain. Hoffman shows how political leaders often condemned rationing in public programs while tolerating it in practice for people with low incomes, immigrants, rural residents, and communities of color. This matters because hidden rationing shapes outcomes while reducing accountability. When denial letters, coverage exclusions, or local funding cuts keep people from receiving treatment, the system can claim that no one was formally denied a right, only that they failed to qualify or could not pay. The book also underscores that rationing debates frequently serve as rhetorical weapons. Accusations that reform will ration care can block universal programs, even though the status quo already allocates care by wealth, employment, and geography. Understanding this dynamic helps readers see why reform fights are so emotionally charged and why policy language often masks distributional consequences. Thirdly, politics, coalitions, and the repeated rise and fall of reform. Another major topic is how American health reform has depended on unstable coalitions and has repeatedly been narrowed by veto points in the political system. Hoffman situates health policy in the broader history of labor politics, party realignments, and the influence of organized medicine, insurers, and business groups. Reformers often needed to reassure stakeholders by carving out roles for private insurance or by limiting public coverage to specific populations, moves that made passage more plausible but also entrenched fragmentation. The book illustrates how opponents framed proposals as threats to personal freedom, professional autonomy, or fiscal stability, and how these frames could defeat broad plans even when public need was clear. Hoffman also draws attention to federalism and the consequences of delegating responsibilities to states and localities. State-by-state variation, administrative discretion, and uneven tax capacity created a patchwork that made coverage contingent on where one lived and on local political priorities. This topic connects political strategy to lived experience. The technical architecture of programs is inseparable from the compromises that produce them. Readers gain a clearer sense of why incremental expansions can be both meaningful and insufficient, and why the path of reform often produces gaps that persist for decades. Fourthly, race, gender, and citizenship in the boundaries of coverage, Hoffman emphasizes that access to medical care has been shaped by social categories that determine who is seen as deserving of public support. The book analyzes how racial segregation, discrimination in employment, and unequal political representation influenced which communities received well-funded hospitals, which groups were channeled into under-resourced public systems, and which policies were designed to exclude. Gender also matters in the politics of caregiving and eligibility. Debates over family responsibility, motherhood, and dependency shaped welfare-related health provisions and public judgments about whether assistance encouraged idleness or protected households. Hoffman links these themes to citizenship and belonging, showing how immigrants and other politically vulnerable groups have often been targeted by restrictionist policies that limit eligibility or increase administrative burdens. The practical effect is that the right to healthcare has frequently been conditional, varying across groups and across time. This topic helps readers interpret policy language that appears neutral but produces unequal outcomes through implementation. It also explains why some expansions have generated backlash. When coverage is framed as benefiting an outgroup, opponents can mobilize resentment and fears of unfairness. By tracing these patterns historically, Hoffman equips readers to recognize how equity debates recur and why reforms that ignore social boundaries often fail to deliver genuinely universal access. Lastly, public programs, safety nets, and the shaping of American medical institutions. The book also explores how policy choices have molded the institutions that deliver care, especially the safety net of public hospitals, community clinics, and subsidized providers. Hoffman shows that when the United States chose partial coverage rather than universal entitlement, it implicitly assigned certain institutions the task of absorbing uncompensated care. Over time, these institutions faced chronic financial strain, political scrutiny, and shifting funding arrangements. Program expansions could stabilize parts of the system, but cuts or restrictive eligibility rules often pushed people back into emergency-based care and charity mechanisms. Hoffman connects these institutional pressures to the experience of patients who must navigate multiple entry points, paperwork demands, and uncertain continuity of care. She also highlights how employment-based insurance and private payment shaped medical practice norms, contributing to higher costs and reinforcing a two-tier system in which high-resource facilities serve well-insured populations while safety net providers manage heavier burdens with fewer resources. This topic clarifies that rationing is not only about individuals being denied coverage, it is also about institutional capacity and where services are located. Readers come away with a structural view of how financing arrangements create winners and losers among hospitals, communities, and patients, and why improving access requires attention to delivery systems as well as insurance rules. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want to understand why the United States still struggles with universal healthcare, including students of history, public policy, public health, sociology, and law, as well as clinicians and advocates who see the consequences of gaps in coverage. It benefits readers by replacing slogans with historical clarity, by showing how rights claims, political compromises, and social divisions repeatedly shaped eligibility and access. Hoffman helps you interpret today's debates with sharper instincts about what is new and what is recycled. The analysis also encourages more realistic thinking about rationing. Instead of treating rationing as something that only other countries do, the book helps readers see how the US system already rations care through price, paperwork, geography, and institutional capacity. That insight can change how you evaluate proposed reforms, since the key question becomes not whether rationing exists, but how transparent and equitable it is. Compared with many health policy books that focus narrowly on recent legislation or technical program design, this work stands out for its long historical sweep and its emphasis on power and belonging. It is worth buying because it links policy outcomes to enduring conflicts over rights, deservingness, and citizenship, offering a framework that remains useful well beyond any single reform moment. If you would like to support Beatrix Hoffman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.